Greetings this morning, or today, this evening, in the name of Jesus, the name which is above every other name, the name which we ought to worship, the name of Jesus, hallelujah. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every mouth shall confess. That means you. That means me. It says every. If we don't confess him now, if our knees don't bow before him now, they will someday. And if they don't bow now, on the day, on the judgment day, at the end of our life, it will be too late. But our knees will bow. And our tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. As for me and myself, I will do that now. Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, I want to serve my Lord Jesus Christ all the days of my life. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning I bow before you in the name of Jesus, and I confess that you are Lord. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I just ask you, dear God, to take my heart and life and let it be consecrated wholly to thee, O God. So, Father, I just commit myself to you and ask these favors and blessings this morning. I just ask you, dear God, to touch the hearts of the listeners this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Yesterday, I came to the end of my lesson. And I started talking about commitment. And so that's what I'd like to do this morning. I'd like to talk a little bit about commitment. I would like for you to consider. Hopefully we know the Word of God well enough that we can just simply, from our heart, talk about some men of old, some men of the Bible, men who were committed. And the commitment that these men made. For instance, Abraham. Abraham, you know, God called him out of the land of Chaldee, and you know, I'm not reading from the scripture at this point, but I'd just like to bring to our minds different men from the Bible, different Bible characters that have been faithful. Bible characters, we could probably turn to Hebrews 11, the great Hall of Fame, Hall of Faith, I should say. Hebrews 11, let's just see if we can turn there. And, you know, we could look at all those different men there. Why were they listed there? It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Okay, by faith, Abel. Well, faith and commitment are, not sure if the words, if you'd look at the meaning of the words, I think they would probably have slightly different meaning, but they are very similar. Faith and commitment. Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it being dead, still speaks. All right. The commitment that some of these men had. Let's look at Noah next. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. How long was Noah building the ark? You know, that was a commitment. Noah was committed to God. Noah had his faith in God, and therefore he was able to move. And because he knew that God called him to build the ark, he was able to. He had a commitment to God. What about you and I? If we knew that it was going to rain, and it had never rained on earth before, and God called us to build an ark, and God gave us the blueprint, and we started building. But after maybe, let's say 25 years, God, this is just taking too long. I have other things to do. There's other things to do. What will we, how would our commitment be? But it says that Noah, he was committed. He stuck to that which God gave him to do for over 100 years. That's a long time. Let's look at another one. Abraham, he obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise. And you know, there was a time when God called Abraham, and he said, go sacrifice your only son. Go sacrifice your only son. How could Abraham do that? Abraham knew God, and he was committed to God. At whatever the cost, I am going to worship God. I'm going to worship God. It doesn't matter. I don't know how this is going to work out. God told me that through Isaac, the earth shall be blessed. The earth shall be populated through Isaac. God told Abraham that. And yet here he was asking Abraham to go sacrifice that very son. I don't know if Abraham argued with God or not, but he went. He went. He was willing to go. And why was he willing to go? Because he was committed to God. He had his faith in God. He was totally surrendered to God. He was totally committed to God. And that took him through that deep valley. Now, don't think for once that that was not a deep valley for Abraham to go through. You know, what would you do if you were asked to? I mean, it would be a little bit, could be a little bit like the day that you took your son to the hospital and he was in a bad accident or something, and you were there in the hospital and I don't know if this ever happened to you or not, but just consider if you were there in the hospital and you were sitting there and your son was in a coma and you didn't know if he's going to come out of it alive or not. Think about it. But Abraham was committed. And he went through it. He went through that deep valley. And he came out on the other side in faith. Faith believing. And so you and I can do that too. But the commitment that you make today, how deep is it? How deep is your commitment to God? You know, last week I was in the counseling room and I was at Bible school, and evenings when people would respond, I was back there to counsel with them, and I would ask them, "How deep is your commitment?" If you would measure your commitment from 1 to 10, right now, how deep is it? How deep is your commitment to God? Is it at a 2 or 3, or is it at 10? You know, all these men of old here, I believe their commitment was at a 10. I believe that you and I, we should be able to look at our commitment. Yes, it does not matter. Lord, it doesn't matter what you do to us. I will be steadfast. I am committed to serving you. No matter what you allow me to go through, I will serve you. Is your commitment like that? Is your commitment at a number 10? Or is it down at 3 or 4 or 5? You know, if your commitment is at a number 10 on the scale, if your commitment is at a 10, that will take you through all kinds of adversity. That will take you through all kinds of trials and temptations, and you will not. You will come through them shining. You will come through them with your faith being built up and being even stronger. But you know, if your commitment to God is at a 4 or 5, and you face trials and temptations, you will fail. You will fail. Yeah, there's a very good chance that you will fail. So where is your commitment level to God? When I was a very little child, I made a commitment to God. And I had no idea what I was doing. But I just knew that I wanted to serve God. And you know what? That became a daily prayer, that God would lead me in the right direction. Now, I grew up, I was born Amish, and I had no idea. Nothing told me, God didn't tell me, that the Amish were going in the wrong direction. God didn't tell me that the Amish church won't save you, but I just knew that I wanted to serve God. And so that became a daily prayer, and that God would lead me in the right direction. God did lead me, and God was faithful. But I made a commitment. And I would just urge all of you, if you have not made a commitment to God, say, God, I will serve you all the days of my life. I will. Don't just say I want to. Say, I will. I will serve you all the days of my life. Well, what if I didn't? Then I'd be a liar. No. God wants a commitment from you. God wants you to say the words, I will. I will walk with you. I will be faithful. And then God can provide the grace to take you through. God will direct your steps. God will guide you. But he wants a commitment from you. He wants you to say the words. You know what? I bet we're running out of time here this morning. Yeah, it's about that time. I'd like to look at one more. We could look at Isaac and Jacob. But I'd like to look at Joseph and just consider. Joseph. I believe Joseph was very young when he made a commitment to God. And he told God, I will serve you. I will serve you. And even Jacob, you know, when Jacob was on his way there to the land of Canaan, I mean, yeah, wherever it was, where when he went to when his mother sent him out of the house, and he was on his journey there, Jacob, he made a commitment to God, a very firm and solid commitment. And you know, that took him through. And then Joseph, I believe, it doesn't tell us much about when Joseph made that commitment, I don't think. But we know that he had that commitment when he faced Potiphar's wife there, and he was tempted by her to have a relationship with him, with her. And he was tempted. And what did he do? He had enough of commitment to God that he said, "How could I sin against my God?" You know, that commitment took him through. And that commitment caused him to flee from that lady who wanted him to have a relationship with her. That commitment took him through. And he fled from that place. And it took him, it put him into prison because she turned the story around. And he spent, almost 20 years there in prison? Again, commitment to God. He was faithful. Wherever he found himself, he was faithful. Why was he faithful? Because of his commitment to God. His commitment was solid. His commitment was sure. His commitment level was not at a 3 or 4. His commitment level was at a 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, his commitment level was very high. I believe it was at a 10. And he knew that he wants to serve God, not this lady. And so it brought him through. And so that's what God wants out of each one of us. God wants us to make a commitment that will take us through every trial, every temptation. And if our commitment to God is strong enough, then God steps in and gives us the grace. You know, I firmly believe that our part in believing, our part in serving God is the commitment. And then God's part is to shower grace upon us that will enable us to follow through with that commitment that we made. You know, I could go back. I'm not back to Abraham. Abraham made a covenant with God. And he walked through the two sides of the sacrifice, and he made a covenant with God. And that's what God wants us to do. Not just a light. Jesus coming to my heart. No, it was a lot more than that. It was a commitment. I will serve you all the days of my life. Would you do that this morning? Would you do that today? I will serve the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ, all the days of my life. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we bow before you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for our listeners. Thank you, dear God, for each one that has come to listen, and we just pray, Lord God, would you give them the grace to make that solid commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ that would take them through all kinds of temptations and trials. And Lord, we know that you are faithful. You will be faithful in giving grace to the humble. If we just humble ourselves and allow God to show himself strong in our lives. So Father, this morning we commit everyone into your hand and trust that you will have your way, and pray that this little meditation this morning would have been a blessing to someone. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you. And if you want to get a hold of me, I'll be glad to share with you. And 717-656-9576. God bless you, and you have a wonderful day. Wonderful, wonderful day. Come back again tomorrow morning. And not sure what God has for us tomorrow morning, but come back again and listen to the Word of God. So again, I would like to say, God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day serving the Lord Jesus.